episode 103, Saturday with iSales Guru on when potential client says, I will think about it.
Welcome to Entrepreneur Cast. My name is Svetlana and each day we share an inspirational story or message to help you create the business and life you deserve.
Hi, Paul, and welcome back to EntrepreneurCast. So great to have you back on the show today.
It's always good to be here. Thank you, Svetlana. Hello, everybody.
So, Paul, today we are going through the next objection from a client. And what we're going to talk today about is one of the things we already covered before, in our objection sticky notes, and it was about the client, potential client, the customer saying to the person, I will think about it. Mm-hmm. So when the person says to you, I will think about it, it's, you know, for a lot of people it's very discouraging and they have no idea what to do with it and how to basically go and close the person further or what to do from there forward. So what do we do when somebody says to us, it sounds interesting, but I have to think about it?
I don't know. Right, this is one of the biggest, okay? So let's just do a 5-minute setting the scene about this whole thing, okay? And then I'll do the further 10 minutes or so on how we solve it. And the first thing is, we'll never be able to nuke it 100% of the time and turn it into a sale 100% of the time, but I am going to give you during this short slot today ways of getting rid of it so that you get a sale or the truth. That's the key. Because think about it, when people are first getting into selling, or they're first realizing that having become an entrepreneur and they have this business now where they've got to, you know, they're selling, it dawns on them that they've now got to get their sales skills, learn some. Yeah, they've got to become a salesperson. And if they've not been doing it before, or they've been doing it soft sales or no sales experience, quite frankly, most of the sales training out there and most of their perceptions, they'll shit themselves about the idea of trying to say to someone, right, I need your money. Oh, I want to think about it. Well, what do you want to think about? And this is what they perceive. Their perception is it's this locking of horns. It's this confrontation. Yes? Consequently, when it comes to the first clients they speak to, or, you know, I know a lot of people that I meet who are entrepreneurs and they've been in business for a couple of years, constantly struggling and never dealt with this, but they've still made some sales, yes? But they've missed hundreds because they've not had the ability to deal with it. Because if you haven't got pre-rehearsed answers, antidotes to this specific objection, I want to think about it. If you have the words and the delivery rehearsed, ready, what you're probably going to do is to actually just say, okay, no problem at all. Is there anything in particular you'd like to go me to cover again? Anything you'd like me to, any other questions you've got? This is kind of the attempt. This is the natural way people would try and attempt to do it, if at all they did. Any other questions? Anything else you want to know? Are you happy with it all? No problem. But, you know, I need to think about it. You know, it was just a free consultation. You know, there's money and a lot of time, and I need to give it some thought. But I really like it, and you're great. And I'll tell you what, I'll give you a call. I'll have a think about it, and I'll definitely get back to you. Could you email me the schedule? Could you email me the plan? Could you email me the contract even? Could you email me the price? I'll do all of that. I'll email you all of that. And I tell you what, why don't I give you a call on Friday? Oh, that'd be great. Does that sound familiar, Svetlana?
Yeah, definitely.
That's the natural, polite approach that most people will naturally go to if they aren't trained like an SAS guy is trained how to, you know, assemble a rifle and disassemble a rifle in seconds. If they're not trained how to disassemble that objection, they will go with a polite way of keeping the client alive, so to speak.
Yeah.
Yes, so we're not offending them.
Yeah.
And then it becomes a chasing game.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we, and the entrepreneur secretly hates the chasing game.
Mm.
They hate it. They feel sick. It feels like begging. And if they phone, if they actually are brave enough to use the telephone to follow it up, like 90% of people resolve to email. They migrate to email because that's just safer as the follow-up. So if they're brave enough to phone on Friday, they'll say, "Oh, hi, Paul. Yeah, it's Francis, by the way. Yeah, from the insurance company. Yeah. And he thinks Paul's going to say, "Oh, hi, Francis." And I'm like, "Sorry, who?" The client's forgotten.
Yeah.
Who? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No. We're not. I sent you the proposal. Sent everything else. Oh, no. Well, thanks for that, but no, we won't be going ahead with that. We've got my auntie has gone into hospital. The dog broke its leg. I've been made redundant. Telegraph pole's fallen on the house. So unfortunately, we can't go ahead. Okay, yeah, I'll bear you in mind for the future. Thanks, bye. And, you know, I've been a little bit kind of cartoon-like there in excuses, but that's what happens, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
All these tragedies suddenly happening in the customer's life, and I'm not being disrespectful because we all have things happening in our life which are tragedies. So, I'm saying this with tongue-in-cheek about the telephone call, but that's the way it is. They invent a whole load of polite lies. Yes. Mm. They've really forgotten about it. They think they're off the hook. They're not going to buy. Enthusiasm has a half-life, and all the enthusiasm they had when they were on Skype or at the coffee table with you has all gone.
Mm.
Okay. Now, if the entrepreneur, and as I say, very few will use the telephone. It will become an email.
Yeah.
"Hi, Paul. Hope you're well. Enjoyed our time together the other day. Lovely to see you, and hope the family's well, and the Alicia as well, and the dog's well, and all that nonsense. I sent you the contract. I sent you everything else. Have you made a decision? Or, you know, I'd like to start straight away. Or please let me know. Please give me a call," or something like that. And that's what it will be.
Yeah.
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 And it won't be responded to.
No.
And then we'll either continue that game with a variety of messages until we're bored and we just give up, or we finally reach them and they just come back and say, "Not interested, I've had a tragedy or something, or I've gone with someone else," or it just fizzles out. Yes?
Yes. So how do we deal with that?
Well, that's what I'm coming to now. But the reason I needed to paint that picture is because that will kill your business.
Yes.
The inability to deal with this will kill your cash flow. It will kill your cash flow. It will kill your enthusiasm. It will kill your dream. And it will force you to go back to a job you hate, working 9 to 5 for the man just to survive or pay the bills. And then your real dream, your real entrepreneurial dream, will become a hobby and you'll do stuff for free or for bits and pieces. And that breaks my heart. Okay? So, here's how we deal with it. Right? We know. We already know. Before I meet my clients, I know that they're going to come up with, there's a good chance that they're going to come up with one of three or four objections at the end of our consultation. There isn't 1,000. There's 3 or 4 of the main ones. There's "let me think it over," which is what we're going to cover now. I need to think about it. There's "I'm seeing some other people. I've got some other coaches to see or some other companies to see. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's the money. I can't afford it. Yeah. And or I'll need to speak to the bank or whatever it is. And now I'm running out. It's there's kind of only ever three or four. But think about it, it's probably the biggest one, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the number one. Now, go on, what were you going
to
say?
Yeah, it's because I think when you pitch to the person, they don't want to be rude as well, right? They're human beings. So they don't want to tell you straight away, nope, not interested. They say, I'll think about it. And then they think, well, you'll email or call. And it's easier to say to, you know, to come up with excuse or they also know that most of the people never follow up.
Absolutely.
So they will try to ping pong you. So yeah, it's
absolutely. Now, absolutely. Now let me ask you a straight question. If our products were free, how many times do you think we'd hear think about it?
Not very often.
Or let's say not free, if they were a fiver, £5.
Yeah.
How many times would we hear think about it? Or in fact, any of the other objections, we wouldn't. It is always financial, but they don't like to talk about money, so therefore they will give us this alibi. Okay, so let me now start delivering. Let me now start giving you what you want. Right. The first thing is you can't just have an antidote ready at the end to bash it on the head. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to start to plan for it early on and sow seeds for it early on. So if we go back to last week, and by the way, I said to people if they wanted to watch the video on iSalesGuru.com and then get the app and watch the video number two, I've had loads of feedback where people have watched it and said they've got like really loads of good ammunition for it, which has already helped them. So, and this is covered again in that video, the closing or the completion, the action step, as I call it. Okay. So we've got to start early, and what we do when we start is we say when we're doing the ask, what I call the ask mastery, the asking, the fact finding, the discovering. Yes, what problems have you got with your website? Yeah.
Mm.
Let's say it's a web. What problems have you got with your website? Let's have a look. Let's do a health check on your website. We said we'd give you a free health check. Right. Okay. And what's the bounce rate? And how much is that costing you? And what about this? And what about that? And how many pop-ups are being clicked? And you know all the sort of stuff about a website, right? And the entrepreneur will say, how long's this been going on for? That this is the first place to start dealing with the think about it objection. How long has this been going on for? 6 months. Okay, who wrote the copy for this? Oh, I had the same company do it. Were they professional copywriters? Okay, that's affecting your bounce. Do you know where these people will be going when they bounce? They'll be going to a competitor. What else? How much do you think it's cost you by doing nothing? Yeah, how long have you been suffering from this? How much does it cost you to have the Sumo thing on there each month and get no opt-ins? How much does it cost you to have the opt-in box and you get no conversions? How much is it costing you to have your email list, with AWeber and the sign-up rate's nearly zero? How much is that costing you? And how long have you been living with these problems? Then what we'll do at that stage is he will work out how much financially it has cost that client by living with those problems and not having the standard conversion rate through to the end of the sales funnel. Yes?
Mm.
Versus what he would have achieved if he'd have gone with me. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
If you'd have been with us for the last 6 months, this would have been the click rate. This would have been the rate at which you'd have had your presentations. This would have been the rate at which people would have bought your packages, and this would have been your profit and your sales. Instead, you've got this situation. Yeah?
Mm.
Whatever. So what we're doing is we're painting a picture about how much the problem is currently costing the client to live with the current circumstances. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we ask an implication question. And we ask at that stage, and we say, look, obviously we're here because you'd like to get it fixed. Yes? Okay. But let me ask you, if you do nothing for another 6 months, will it get better? Will the problem fix itself, or will it get worse, or will it stay the same?
Probably stay the same.
It will stay the same. Yeah. Yes? It won't fix itself, will it?
Yeah. No.
So you will continue to lose money, or you will continue to break even, but you will continue to miss out on all this business that you're missing out on. So the cost to you of waiting will be this amount. 4,000, 7,000, 600, whatever the number is. Now, I've got to show you a lot of things in terms of how we do things and what our processes are and what our packages are. And of course, I'm going to give you the options later. But I want to ask you a very sincere, this is right, that's still early on in the process. What I'd like to do is ask you a really sincere question. If my solution for us to fix this for you once and for all is cheaper than what it will cost you for doing nothing, would you hesitate?
That's a very good question. Love it.
That's now, I know I've chosen randomly, but you know, when we do other shows, people can say, okay, do one for my business, because my business isn't like that, my clients aren't like that, we couldn't close like that. You can transfer this. The question might be slightly different, we may engineer the question differently, but this skill, yes, this skill, this communication skill is applicable to any product anywhere. If you do nothing, what's going to happen? How much is it going to cost you to stay as you are financially and emotionally? Because emotion is also a currency. So in financial currency and emotional currency and stress. How much? So if you do nothing, what's the cost going to be? Right, let's just agree that the cost of doing nothing is, that's it. You told me it's 1,000. Okay, so look, you've got absolutely no obligation to buy from me now or ever. And I can take a no as gracefully as a yes, and I'll always part as friends, and I'll always be here to help. You're the client. But what I'd like to ask you now, completely frankly and sincerely, and we've got a lot to go through still, but is, if our solution to sort these problems out, want to your satisfaction, once and for all, and our solution costs less than what it's going to cost you to do nothing, would you hesitate? Now, at that point, it's like, well, of course I wouldn't. Or, well, you know, I might still want to get some alternative quotes or whatever. And I would then say, look, I'm not, please be assured, I am not in any way trying to apply any pressure for you to place an order with us or to become a client. But what I am saying is, if I can leave here and you are better off financially when I leave here than you were when I came in, I feel as if I've done you a great service, and I'm asking you if I could leave here and you are better off financially than when I came in, would you hesitate in going ahead and us partnering together on this? Now, at that point, they may not even still say yes, but you have prepared them for the fact that you are going to want a decision. Yes? And now, look, I'm on a screen, I'm doing this in trainer mode. I soften this down when I'm speaking to people. I'm not all kind of enthused like this. I'm very relaxed when I'm saying it. I'm saying to the business, look, if this is what you're missing out on sales, and you have for the last 90 days, and you've had no real sales training, you've kind of tried to pump the guys up each week in a sales meeting, but you're missing out on all these sales of this new product that costs you so much to develop. If you do nothing and don't hire a world-class sales coach who's proven in this. If you don't do it, how much is it going to cost you? Will you even be able to keep the product going, to making it? I mean, what will be the financial cost if this stays the same? And some people will even say, I know what you're doing. See, yeah, what I'm doing is I'm trying to establish that if I can give you genuine value, will you trust me with your business and can we go into a partnership? In other words, if by bringing me into your business and inspiring your sales team and giving them a strategy to go and sell this product like you, beyond what you've ever imagined it could and smash your sales targets, will it be better than doing nothing and leaving it, or going and finding a cheaper trainer, or getting some CDs, or doing some, or whatever? Look at this video, look at this video, look at this video, look at this client, look at this client. And all I'm saying is, if I can prove to you that my solution is cheaper than you staying as you are, would you hesitate? I may not be able to prove it. So that's the first step. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Now, if there are any viewers that feel that there's a little bit of aggression in there, or it's, you know, it's quite in your face or whatever, write in, and I'll write in, and I, just because there's loads of people responding to the show, write in through the app or to Svitlana and say, look, this is my business. How would you do it? Give us your scenarios and we'll respond. I'll respond. Yeah, I can soften it down. We can change the words. But that structure, that is putting them very early on in a position where they're expecting you to ask for a decision and they know that you're not a pushover.
Mm.
But you do it nicely. Okay, then the next time you do it is... or you take action around the close. How are we doing for time, Svitlana?
We are tight.
Tight, right. The next time you do it is just before you've basically finished your presentation and everything. And you say, you do a summary. So you say, right, let's summarize. Here are your problems. That was problem number one. And this is how we're going to solve it. Yeah? That was problem number two, and this is how I propose we solve it. Yes, this is problem number three. Then you complete the list. So there's the 10 problems you told me about, and here's the 10 ways we're going to solve it. And I've shown you the videos, and I've shown you the products, and I've shown you the letters and the this. Now, are you satisfied that we can solve those problems quickly and permanently? Yes. Yes, I am. Great. Now, what I'm going to do now is take you through the options, and I'm now going to present you with what the value is, what the cost is, and what you'll get in return. Now, may I ask you a very, very frank question, and please be sincere and honest with me. If you can afford it, if the price is right, will you be trusting me with your business today?
Hmm.
That's the next one. Because if they say yes, brilliant. It just means that there's a yes coming if the price is right. And if they say no, then you need to say, okay, so other than price, what would be stopping you from going ahead today if you wanted to? And you deal with it there and then. Now, again, I want the listeners to just compute, to kind of rerun this last minute and make some notes and think about how that would fit into their own sales process. Because what we're doing is we're isolating price as the only reason they wouldn't go ahead, yes?
Hmm.
When we were, I was working with a kitchen business, we designed what we called the £5 question. And that was at the very end, we'd take them around the kitchen and we'd walk them around the imaginary new design kitchen. And we would say, is this the kitchen of your dreams? Is this what you want? Yes. Now, let me ask you, if it was a fiver, would you hesitate? No. If it was £1 million, would you hesitate? No. If it was a fiver, would you say yes? Yes. If it was £1 million, would you say no? Yes. So you can give me a clear yes or no if the price is right or the price is wrong. Fantastic. Would you do me that courtesy? If the price is right, will we be going ahead? And if the price is wrong, could you tell me no and give me a clear no? What that then does is it means that once you've given the price and you don't have to deal with all this crap at the end, you then don't have to chase people up. I'm then going to give you one more thing. Okay, and again, I want people to respond and write in if they want me to elaborate on this for future shows or to give them some more ammunition that's relevant to their product, their client. Final thing, we get to the very end. Let's say we haven't done any of what I've just described. Okay, Because if we have done what I've described, you're going to get a yes or the truth. They won't insult you by saying, oh, I need to think about it, because you've done all that work. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But if we haven't done that, we get to the end. We price it. We say, and this is all it is. And by the way, when you present your price, you always, always, always say, it is only, or it's just. You use the word only or just before your price, even if it's 50,000, 100,000, or you're selling, you know, a rocket ship and it's, you know, a billion. I want you to say, it's only, for this space shuttle, it's only $1.3 billion. And shut up. You just say, it's only. Always, always, always say that, because the buying brain will pick that up. Okay? Only or just. And they say, no, I need to think about it. Okay? Yeah? And then you say, look, I understand that. I can appreciate that. Now, look, when people say that to me, there's usually two reasons. Okay? That people would say, I need to think about it. In fact, there's three, but the third one I don't think applies to you, and because the third one is that they're not the decision maker, and I don't think that applies to you. It's usually the one of two, and it's usually the first one, which is, I don't think it'll work. Or the second one is, I don't think I'll use it. And then there's the third one, which I don't think applies to you, which is, I'm not the decision maker. Yeah? Yes. So which of those is it? Svitlana. You don't think it will work? You don't think you'll use it? Which is it? Now I'm going to stop there. There are three distinct techniques I have taken you through there in 15, 20 minutes. Very fast, yes, and very one way. This would usually be a full day with clients or a period of a couple of weeks with a one-to-one client, yes? And we go through role plays and what have you. So I'm conscious I've delivered it very quickly. But rerun this, listen again, make some notes, write an email in, challenge us to give some examples, because these techniques will close your business. They will get you the sale or the truth, and they will save you from this horrible, painful, torturous chase, the chasing game. You'll never have to do it again. Because somebody who says, okay, it's a no, they don't need to be chased. And you start every day with fresh business. You see people and you get a yes or a no, a yes or a no, a yes or a no. And it's nicely done. Okay, I think that's awesome. Time for today, isn't it?
Yeah. Fabulous. That's been great, Paul. Thank you very much. Thanks for all the valuable advice. And thanks for being back on the show. And I really look forward to overcoming our next objection next week.
Brilliant. And as ever, I've responded to every one of the inquiries I've had in. And there's a few regulars as well. And, you know, it doesn't matter what you write in through the app, isalesguru.com. Click the app. It's free. Use the contact form to ask questions. I'll get back to you. Watch the videos. It's all there. It's all great stuff. Thank you. It's been a privilege, Svitlana, and I will see you next week for more objection busting strategy.
Awesome. See you next week.
Okay. Thank you.